understanding is, if sex becomes fun, prostitutes will disappear from the world. There is no need for any woman to fall so low, to sell her love. At least leave one thing, love, out of the marketplace. Just one thing, which is not a commodity. It has no price labeled on it. It is immensely valuable, but it has no price. The man who goes to the prostitute is falling in his own eyes. The woman who is functioning as a prostitute is deep down condemning herself, because she is selling something. Which is priceless. But remember, priests and prostitutes will disappear together. It is the priests who have forced millions of women to be prostitutes, because they have created the idea of sin in your mind. All these things are interconnected. And I always go to the very root. That's why I emphasize, let sex be a playfulness, a fun. And after the invention of the pill, there is no problem. You need not be worried about children. Now it is completely fun, with no responsibility, with no trouble following it. Enjoy it. Put your mind aside. Tell to the priest to go to hell, who is continuously in your mind talking to you, yakati ya, yakati ya. You are making love and the priest is giving his Sunday sermon. No. Love is such a beautiful phenomenon that you should learn the art of love, just as I say, the art of life. If you can afford, your room for love should be separate, because it is a temple. And when you enter the room of love, you should leave your shoes out and your heads too. Just put them in the shoes. And before you make love, have a good shower, be clean, meditate for a few minutes. Make it a beautiful experience. Let the room be not lighted by electricity. But by candles. Let there be some fragrance. Just as it is in the temples, burn fragrance. And in the room of your love, never do anything else. No fighting, no argument. If you are not in a good mood, then it is better not to go to the room of love. You are unaware of many things. The same bed, the husband and wife sleep, they fight, they argue, they throw pillows at each other, and then they make love too on the same bed. They don't understand that each act, each thought, each feeling has its own vibration. The room of love should be full of the vibration of love. I want love to be your only God. And with God, you need not be serious. You have to be playful, joyous. It is simply a question of understanding what is happening to you. And the very understanding will change the whole thing.